Recognizing their need for God can be a challenge for some people. And Robert Wolgamuth says sometimes we get confused and fall victim to lies more than God's truth. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Robert shares just what he means by that statement.
It's interesting. You might remember in the book of Genesis, a group of guys got together, and I love construction. I can build a house with my own hands. These guys got together and they said, let's build something. Let's build a tower, and let's make that tower go the whole way to God. Let's be like God. And of course, God changed their language, made them speak different languages. They weren't able to finish the project.
A common lie people believe is that they don't really need God.
It doesn't really take long in that kind of setting for a man to realize that he's in desperate need of some kind of savior. That whether it's his marriage, whether it's his personal habits, whether it's what's happening at work, whatever, most men, after a while at least, swallow their pride and will admit that in fact they need help.
And getting to know God and his promises will give peace and comfort in the face of life's difficulties.
This is the prodigal in Luke 15, when he comes, as the scripture says, to his senses. If you're the parent of a young man and he's prodigal, he's wayward, you have one prayer for your son, and that is, Lord Jesus, help my son to what? To come to his senses.
What anxieties fill your mind at the end of the day? Coming to know God through a relationship with Jesus Christ is the only way to real peace. Do you want to learn more about knowing God and walking closely with Him? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.